At one point in time, thousands of effigy mounds could be found in what is now called Wisconsin. These ancient burial sites are still significant to members of the state's First Nations. We recently received a question through the Wisconsin Project from a listener who wanted to know more about the effigy mounds. Liz Domes went to learn more about the people who created them.
The path winding around Lake Wissota in Chippewa Falls is thick with bugs and sweltering heat. About half a mile into a hike along the lake trail is a simple wooden fence and a sign. Hidden here under thick foliage is a mound that's more than 250 feet long. It was raised with soil 1,000 years ago to form the shape of a panther. It's an effigy mound, one of thousands across the state. Peter Crisco of Waniwok is curious about the sculptors who created these ancient mounds. He's a sculptor too, and nature is his biggest inspiration.
I would like to learn everything that I can about them and, you know, how it's connected to the human civilizations that lived here before and how they connected to spiritual world and how it all comes together. Because I think it's very relevant for our time because we are so disconnected from nature.
Amy Roseborough knows all about the mounds in Wisconsin. She's an archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society.
All right, so what is an effigy mound? An effigy mound is a burial mound made out of earth. It's a sculpture, it's a funerary monument.
That's Roseborough during a PBS Wisconsin University Place lecture in 2016.
Effigy mounds are unlike other mounds in that they're shaped like animals or spirits. It could be birds, could be bears, it could be even human form.
Their creations include the man mound in Baraboo, the double-tailed turtle in Madison, and the panther in Chippewa Falls.
And they're built by a group of people we call Late Woodland between AD 750 and 1200.
In a follow-up phone call with Roseborough, she says the Late Woodland people move dirt with wooden spades and digging sticks.
They are taking the dirt from a very shallow area. In other words, they're kind of scraping dirt so that the land will heal over very, very quickly. And they're not going to make a permanent alteration. They just want the mound to be there. That's it.
In her research, Roseborough found evidence of more than 3,100 effigy mounds in Wisconsin. It's estimated that there were many more than that, but there aren't records of them. Roseborough says about 90% of the effigy mounds once strewn across Wisconsin are now gone.
And once the area started to be settled and developed and colonized by Europeans, they plowed them under, they took them away for fill, they quarried, they built houses on top of them.
State law eventually protected these sites, first in the mid-1980s. Members of the Ho-Chunk Nation are fierce protectors of the mounds. They have long said that they're the descendants of the mound builders, and they've been very deliberate about what they share when it comes to these sacred sites.
The traditional court has told me upteen times that every time we expose this information, it gets sabotaged, ruined, or irreversibly damaged.
That's Samantha Skenendor. She's an attorney at Quarles and Brady and a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She spent almost two decades working with First Nations all over the country, helping to preserve cultural sites. She doesn't have authority to share the full story, but Skenendor did say that the mounds are a physical response to prayers of desperation sent by Ho-Chunk ancestors to their creator, Mauna.
They were lacking direction and foundation with themselves, their spirits. Wakan is their spirits, or Wakan was lacking and needed support.
They prayed to Mauna, who promised to put medicine in the ground.
The Creator built them for us and had them rise up and show us who we are, where we're from, and that those will always be there for us.
The spirit of the effigies will take care of us, but we have to take care of them too.
WPR's Liz Domes brought us that story on effigy mounds. She answered an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.